This is not like putting a picnic together. All right, this is a big deal. All right.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Mint Money Podcast, where we talk about all things finance and business in the state of Michigan. Today, I'm happy to be joined with Craig Gosin of the Saginaw Spirit. Memorial Cup is taking place in a couple months, so I couldn't think of a better podcast and a better guest to go bring on for our first live in-person interview. So, Craig, I'm so happy that you're able to go join us today.
Thank you. Well, it's exciting times in the Great Lakes Bay region.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I still remember my very first Spirit game. This must have been at least 20 years ago. Do you guys still have that blimp that flies around in the stands?
We don't have the blimp any longer because we have so many other technologically advanced products in the building with the ribbon and the video board and all the different people love the mascots. So, no, we got rid of the blimp, but everything else is in place.
Yeah, still distinctly remember. I couldn't tell if the Spirit won or they lost or anything else, but I remember the blimp going around hoping that it would circle over by me.
Yeah.
But before we get talking about hockey too much, I have to ask, in preparation for this interview, I was talking with a couple coworkers, and we all know you by your nickname Goose.
Yes.
But we have no idea about the origin. And so is there a Maverick possibly to your Goose? Is it an old high school nickname?
No Maverick, but it was. My last name is Goslin, obviously. That's a baby goose. And when I was about 16, 17, all my friends started calling me Goose. Well, my dad was Goose as well. And my oldest brother was Goose. So I was a little not real comfortable with it. But then as things moved along, everybody just started calling me Goose. So it kind of organically happened.
Sure.
And so now it's most people don't even know my first name is Craig. They call me Goose. Somebody will say, Craig, oh, you mean Goose? Yeah, of course. I just go with it. Since I was 17, I really kind of captured that nickname.
It makes for a fun story. And are you a Top Gun fan?
The movie? Absolutely.
Okay, making sure.
And another part of Goose is that my grandfather's first cousin, which is really interesting, was Goose Goslin, the baseball player.
Really?
So yeah, okay. And he was a Hall of Fame baseball player. So he was
Goose.
So basically all the men in our family that got the last name Goslin, a lot of them are called Goose. So yeah, we all share that.
Wow. Some podcast prep even myself. I think I do a lot of good podcast prep. I wouldn't have thought about that, but hey. Thank you for telling us a little bit more about that. Now, before we get too far off topic there, let's go talk a little bit more about the Memorial Cup. And so it's coming to Saginaw.
Yeah.
It's coming in a couple months. Why is this such a big deal for the region?
Well, this is huge. This is Canada's national championship. All right. This is like the final four of NCAA basketball, like the final four of NCAA hockey. Mm-hmm. There's 60 teams in our league. They're all competing for Memorial Cup championship. That's our goal. And when we start a season, that's what we all want to win is the Memorial Cup championship. So there's three leagues. There's the Western Hockey League, the Quebec League, and the Ontario League, made up of 60 teams, 60 communities. And all those leagues have a league champion. Mm-hmm. Right. So those league champions will compete in the Memorial Cup. Plus the host team. So we bid on this Memorial Cup over a year ago. Actually, it was started in January 10th of 2022 is when we started bidding on this. Right, and it was about a 2.5 month process to bid on the Memorial Cup. Mm-hmm. It cost us about $100,000 to bid on it. By the way,
oh wow!
So just for the communities that bid, you got to make an investment to bid this thing. Mm-hmm. And to make a long story short, we ended up going through the bid process with the site selection committee, and Saginaw was awarded the Memorial Cup. It's pretty special. Memorial Cup is named after the war heroes in Canada that made the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So, and it started in 1919, and this is the first time, Will, that the Memorial Cup has been hosted outside the province of Ontario in the Ontario Hockey League. This has never been hosted in the United States. Truly is divine in nature in so many ways. You look at this thing and you're like, how did this happen? So we're so grateful. You need to continue to look at all the things that are happening in and around the Memorial Cup, the legacy projects. There's over $18 million right now of legacy projects that have happened because Saginaw won the right to host the Memorial Cup. We can get into that later, but it's an incredible amount of things, positive things that are happening, not just now, but they're going to continue beyond the Memorial Cup for our region.
Well, that's just incredible. I mean, the first time ever, and it gets to be hosted by us. And I know Flint, the Flint Firebirds, if I'm not mistaken. And is there another team also in the U.S.?
Flint Firebirds, and there's the Erie Otters in the Ontario League. And then out west, we've got six teams in the CHL that are part of our league.
There's nine.
There's nine teams out of the 60 that are in the United States. Seattle, Portland, Tri-Cities, out that way, Spokane, they've all got teams, and they all sell out their buildings. It's pretty special.
I mean, just an incredible opportunity. And as you think about the impact for people coming to our region? I mean, just as what you mentioned, this is a Super Bowl-like event, a Final Four-like event. And so how many people do you guys anticipate will actually come to the Tri-City area to go watch the game or maybe partake in some of the other things going around?
There'll be tens of thousands of visitors. That's what's really cool about this is that when we bid on the World Cup, well, just so your listeners have a kind of a firm understanding of the dynamics of this, we're bidding against three other iconic hockey communities. Kingston, Ontario, which is a beautiful community on the lake in Kingston. It's on Lake Ontario. They got a beautiful new arena. All the hotels and restaurants are within walking distance of the arena. Same thing with Niagara. Niagara was bidding against this. Niagara's got a beautiful downtown area, beautiful new arena, walking distance from all the restaurants and hotels. What a cool spot. And then Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, same thing. They got all the beautiful amenities there. And then there's Saginaw. Of course, we don't have a hotel in downtown Saginaw. We don't have restaurants real close by the Dalvant Center. So the four parts of the bid were the hockey operations, because the host is competing against the three champions of each league, right? So your team has to be good. So we're returning a really good hockey team. So we're comparing, now the site selection committee is comparing our team against those other three teams. We checked that box. We were top in that area. Right? The second thing was the business operations. Right? So business operations, Will, I can tell you, out of the 60 teams, we have the best business operations by a long shot. We have the best people. And if God's blessed me with anything, it's the ability to hire people. Right, and I can hire people. I can understand. I know how they fit it as a link in the chain to make us all work together to be strong. And we've got incredible top talented high character people that work for the Saginaw Spirit, and that's there. So number one was the hockey operations. Number two was the business operations. Third was the local atmosphere. So you got to compare your local atmosphere to these other three communities. So we chose Frankenmuth to house all the players in Frankenmuth. What better community in the United States to have as a little Bavaria? I mean, it's pretty good. I think we take it for granted in our region. But if you haven't spent time in Frankenmuth recently, take a day and go spend time in Frankenmuth. It's awesome. So the teams are going to be all three teams, the visitors are going to be staying in Frankenmuth with all their visitors, and then we're going to be branching out to the entire Great Lakes Bay region with those visitors with a number of different things. And the fourth part of that was the logistics. That's the travel back and forth. We've worked with Stars, with Blue Lakes, with a number of different entities to ensure that travel from the hotels and the restaurants to the Dalvant Center, to the Fan Fest is going to be pretty special. And then we have the TriStar sponsorship of the Hockey Hall of Fame. So that's going to be in the Fan Fest with the Stanley Cup and all the cool things. So even if you're not a hockey fan, you're going to come down to the Fan Fest, you're going to see the things down there, and you're going to have a great time. That's what this is really all about.
No, I mean, just comparing back, I know that a year ago you helped bring Chris Draper, then also the chief financial officer for Detroit Red Wings, for a Great Lakes Bay Economic Hub luncheon.
Yes.
And I think, I'm not mistaken, if it wasn't yourself or maybe someone else was saying that from a ticket sales perspective, the Saginaw Spirit lead everyone else.
Yes.
Is that right?
Sponsorships,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Actually, we are going to be over $1 million above the closest competitor of the 60 teams in sponsorships. That's amazing. That's what I talked about earlier about how good our staff is. And that's also a reflection on our community. The community has, and take a look at the Dow Invitational, the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, formerly now called the Dow Invitational, the LPGA event. Amazing amount of sponsorship, amazing amount of support from the community for that. The Great Lakes Loons, the things that are, that are sporting events here that are, our community, our region has put ourselves on the map. And this is an opportunity now with the Memorial Cup to expand on that, because we're on international TV, we're on TSN, we're on the NHL Network, we're on CBS. We're going to have all these things that people are going to look and say, wow, that's look at that community, look what they're doing there, right? We're hoping, Will, to be able to attract just a couple. All we need is a couple investors, right, to come in here and say, you know what, that looks like a great community. Let's take a look at that and come into Riverfront Saginaw, into our region, and say, you know, let's put a couple, you know, tens of millions of dollars in this region. I told an investor a couple weeks ago that if he puts $50 million into he's a big investor in Midtown Detroit. And I said to him, if you put $50 million in Midtown Detroit, it's a drop in the bucket. But if you put $50 million in Riverfront Saginaw, you could transform our community. All right, come up to the Memorial Cup, experience it, take a look around, and I bet you at the end of that, you may want to make an investment. And certainly, I know he's going to look at it.
You know, that's incredible because I think a lot of people would expect, okay, the teams will go to the hotel. Probably some other people might be going to the Frankenmuth Bavaria Inn, maybe some other hotels around the region. So revenue for the hotel, revenue for the restaurants. But I never thought about, from the investor perspective, people, I mean, we're putting Saginaw and the Great Lakes Bay region on a map for everyone, on a 100%, national map.
100%. I mean, people are going to be coming that never have experienced our region before. And I call it Saginaw Awesome. A lot of people call it Saginaw Awesome. We see, and Will, I think it's our people. Mm-hmm. When you look at the quality of the leadership of our people in our region and the companies that support us, TriStar is one of them, certainly Covenant's another one. You look at Dow, Meyer, we have so many companies that come together and because it's going to cost over $5 million to host the Memorial Cup. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is so it gives your listeners a bit of a flavor. This mm-hmm. is not like putting a picnic together. All right. This is a big deal. All right. Mm-hmm. And so in order to do that, and it's not our property, by the way, the property belongs to the CHL and to the 60 owners of the league. So we got to guarantee back to them a certain level of profit. Mm-hmm. Right. And beyond that, it's certainly, we're just hoping, Dick and I are hoping that the Memorial Cup breaks even. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll get there. We're not going to lose any. We might lose a few bucks. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's really about our community, making our region a better place to live, work, and play, and to put ourselves on a map internationally with people that would like to invest here. And that's kind of what we're hoping to do. We're hoping that after this thing, Will, that there's three or four investors that come and say, you know what, I want to come into that community and make an investment. I think we'll do that.
No, definitely special. I mean, when you go think about, obviously you have collegiate sports and other athletics that can go bring people into, but from a professional sports perspective, especially on such a national level, I'd actually even go, well, people are watching, obviously, in Canada, so international perspective.
Yes, yes.
People can have that focus in on Saginaw as especially special. So when you reference the $5 million being invested,
yes,
is that just by the Spirit or is that by maybe the city of Saginaw, Saginaw County?
No, that's our budget. All right,
wow.
That's the budget.
Okay.
It's a $5 million budget, so we mm-hmm. got to generate at least $5 million to break even. Mm-hmm. We're going to get there. Mm-hmm. But it's an around the clock.
Oh yeah, sure.
Work. And mm-hmm. Jimmy Green's been incredible. He's our he's our special events sales director. He's been incredible. Kayla Pionk, mm-hmm. who is was with the Detroit Pistons in a similar position prior mm-hmm. to here. Mm-hmm. God put her right in our hands. She's an incredible talented person. Mm-hmm. She's forgot today more about how to run an event than I'll ever know. Right? Yeah, she's a professional. I always say that she's like a wedding planner on steroids. Mm. Right? An incredible mind, an incredible smart person that can get things done. Kayla Pionk has done an incredible job putting this together, and you're going to see that with our Walker Hayes, who just announced a country star. We're going to have a concert on June 1st with Walker Hayes, and just the Fan Fest alone, Will, with the TriStar Hall of Fame setup that's going to be in the Heritage Theater at the Dow Event Center. Mm-hmm. All these things, like I say, fans can come down to the Memorial Cup and not even buy a ticket to the game, and come down there and mm-hmm. say, you know what, this is really cool. And food truck alleys in different mm-hmm. places, so much activity, face painters, you name it. It's going to be from 4 o'clock until game time each day. It's going to be an incredible experience at the Fan Fest.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I can imagine too, there's probably a lot of infrastructure, a lot of other community projects that are all kind of going along together, because not to say that downtown Saginaw couldn't, you know, regularly host as many people, but obviously it's a very special event. And so do you mind talking a little more about that? I know that Saginaw Spirit got a nice the Dow Event Center got a really nice facelift probably about a year ago?
Yes.
Or a couple months ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and it gives me a chance to really kind of brag on the people in our community that have made this thing happen. The Saginaw County taxpayers, number one. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't said yes to the millages, we wouldn't be hosting the Memorial Cup. They deserve the most credit of all. The Saginaw County commissioners. I took this bid. The bid is about four binders. Four-inch binders, and it's mm-hmm. Literally 2 months of work around the clock to bid on this. Mm-hmm. And I took the bid to the Saginaw County taxpayer, to the commissioners, I'm sorry, and let them know that, listen, our building needs an upgrade in order to, if you want me to bid on this, mm-hmm. we need new suites, mm-hmm. we need new dressing rooms, I need a new ice plant, I need new lights, I need a new ceiling in here, I need a new roof, mm-hmm. we need a portable dressing room put out back. I need mm-hmm. all the dressing rooms redone and renovated. Mm-hmm. And they looked it all over. They took their time and looked into it. And they understood the economic impact of $25 to $30 million, what that would do for our region. And the county commissioner said, you know what, go bid on it. If you get it, we'll do this work, right? Mm-hmm. In my heart of hearts, it hadn't been hosted, Will, in the U.S., and they'll never admit this, I think, but it had never been hosted in the U.S. in our league. And I think they thought 19-19, okay, let him go bid on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they thought for sure I was going to get it or we were going to get it or not, but we did. And mm-hmm. and they've been incredible. They've come through in spades. The Dow Event Center is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's as good as any facility in the United States today. Mm-hmm. And it was built in 1972. It's a very special building. You know what's cool about our building too? We have a concourse that separates the upper bowl from the lower bowl. Mm-hmm. So during a game, during intermissions, people that are walking around, you can see all your friends. It's a very social atmosphere, very social building. Mm-hmm. And it's a gathering place, our community gathering place. And we're going to really exemplify that during the Memorial Cup.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously large businesses are factoring in, they're benefactoring and they're benefiting mm-hmm. from everything that's going on.
Yep.
What about the local entrepreneurs or other smaller business owners within this frame and faction as well? I mean, will they be expected to also benefit during this whole kind of period as well?
100%. I mean, mm-hmm. Jimmy Green has been working with a number of different groups to ensure that everybody's included in the opportunity of the Memorial Cup, mm-hmm. The restaurants, the shops, everywhere along the riverfront Saginaw corridor, all the way over to Isabella County, mm-hmm. the entire region. One of the cool things about this project too, which is really something to for our community to once in a while, we need to step up. And I think we're our own worst critic. Mm-hmm. And when you look at some successful things that are happening here, a real unique economic story about the Saginaw spirit is that when Dick Iyer brought this team, he sat in front of the Board of Governors and said that we're going to be able to have a team here in Saginaw and we'll be able to manage a budget of an OHL team. Just so you understand, the teams that have been here prior to this had budgets of $300,000 to $400,000 a year. A budget to run an OHL team is $3 million, right? And so the Board of Governors asked him, so if other teams were there before and had a budget of $400,000 and couldn't make it, how is your team going to make it there with a budget of $3 or $4 million? Mm-hmm. Dick Garber's response to him is that we're going to market the Saginaw Spirit. First off, it's a great league. This is mm-hmm. the real deal league. And Dick's a great owner, right? So we had that going for us. The other thing is that we're going to market to the entire 400,000 people in the region. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just market to Saginaw. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Midland's team. This is going to be Bay City's team, Mount Pleasant's team, Aranac County, the Thumb, right? So right now, to show you the success after 22 seasons, 30% of our revenue comes from Midland County, right? 18% mm-hmm. will comes from Bay County, right? Mm-hmm. And another 5 or 6% comes from Aranac and the Thumb and Isabella County. Mm-hmm. So really 52, 53%, 54% of our revenue every year comes from outside of Saginaw County. That's significant. So now when you start to bid on something like a Memorial Cup, a site selection committee looks at that. They only looked at the fact that we got a $35,000 people that live in Saginaw, right? In the city of Saginaw. That's what some people look at that. They say, oh, there's only 35,000 people there, right? No, there's 400,000. We have 400,000 within a 25-minute radius of the Dow Event Center. That's what all of our businesses need to start looking at. Regionalize mm-hmm. your business. You know, do business in all three communities, all four communities. That's what's been successful with the spirit. That's what's going to move us beyond, and that's what we did to when we bid on the Memorial Cup.
So I know this question may be going back in time a little bit, but obviously when Dick Garber bought the team, I think it was back in 2000. There's obviously a reason.
2002.
Probably,
yep.
2002. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's probably a reason why the past owner was probably selling the team. And so I could imagine it's been quite an epic turnaround
yes.
to go see for where things are, you know, in 2002 versus where things are now in 2024. And I'm noticing throughout the interview, a lot of key things keep coming up.
Yep.
Employees,
yep.
certain people really helping make a difference. I mean, what it is about your guys' culture where you can go find all the success? Because I couldn't even imagine trying to plan an event like this.
Well, I can tell you what. I mean, Dick bought the team from North Bay, Ontario, and brought it here. Mm-hmm. And it's about people. Mm-hmm. And we have talented people with high character. And I think as you're building any team, whether it be a sports team or mm-hmm. a business team or whatever you're looking for, if you've got talent and you've got character and you've got work ethic, success follows. Right. Mm. And that's one of the things that you see, not just with our staff, but with our players. All right. Just an interesting note the other day, we had a young man that is working his way through chemotherapy with leukemia. Mm. And our players and our captain, Braden Hache, they asked if Brandon would stop by and just see the young man. Right. And so what Brandon decided to do is take the whole team. Wow. So the whole team went and visited this young man, took him a jersey, didn't want any fanfare from it. And an incredible, that's character, right? And that's why this team is winning. I mean, you look at it, we're really talented, mm-hmm. but the reason they're winning is they have great chemistry and they're good people, right? I'm so proud of our kids. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dave Drinkler, our general manager, the only thing that Dick and I get involved in the hockey operations is that we want to make sure that our hockey operations group will draft people, will bring people into the organization. They got character and talent and work ethic. Mm-hmm. They got those three things. They could be part of the Saginaw spirit. And we pretty much carry that all the way through the entire franchise.
Mm-hmm. No, I could certainly see mm-hmm. that. I mean, from every single person mm-hmm. who I've talked to, interacted with, it seems very common characteristic
yep.
amongst everybody.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. getting now back on Memorial Cup a little bit now. And so how does the team plan to use the success to really help enhance that fan experience, right? Because obviously you can go watch a game. How do you translate that to outside?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned this concert. Are there other things that are also going on
so
in the community as well?
The UA Local 85 is our sponsor of our fan fest. And we thank them, Justin Primerville and his whole group there. Incredible amount of support they've given us. And inside that fan fest is going to be, and that's going to be, so we're closing off the street on Johnson. So Johnson gets closed off. So the Jolt Credit Union Event Park is basically going to expand all the way in that whole area from the Dahl Event Center to the Jolt Credit Union Event Park is going to have a footprint of the fan fest.
Yeah.
So inside there, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have music. We're going to have face painters. There's going to be all kinds of other, there's going to be tabling opportunities for all kinds of vendors in that area. That opens at 4 o'clock every day of the Memorial Cup and goes up until we start the Memorial Cup. And then after the, and then during the Memorial Cup game, if you can't get a ticket, inside the Jolt Credit Union Event Park, is the games are going to be on the widescreens in there. So we're putting these two great big widescreens up inside there. Also, every day of the Memorial Cup, we're going to have music concerts inside there. So not only are we having Walker Hayes, the country star, but we have Larry McRae coming, who is a huge local jazz artist. If you haven't heard Larry McRae, he's fabulous, right? He's coming. He's playing. Todd Michael Hall is going to be there. He's going to play. So we're so we got all kinds of our local high-talented musicians. The Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra is going to be involved. And all these different things that we're doing. The Rival of the Cup ceremony, too, Will, by the way, is going to be unbelievable. The Rival of the Cup ceremony is something that it's like, kind of like the arrival of the Olympic torch. And we've got the military involved, the state police, the sheriff department, the Saginaw Township Police, the city police, and up to 8 military vehicles. They're going to do a military flyover. So that's on May 23rd at 4 p.m. The community wants to be there for that. It's going to be very special. So that's going to be at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. So that's going to, and all four teams, by the way, will be there as well. All four participating teams will be at that at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. But and then, of course, there's the Hall of Fame area sponsored by TriStar and a number of different events that are going on and in and around the footprint of the Fan Fest. The Fan Fest alone is worth coming down to see, check this thing out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially for a military flyover like that, too.
Yeah. It's going to be special. Yeah.
So, of course, the Spirit are going to win.
Well, you know what? That's the goal. That's the goal. These teams are so good. These teams are also good.
And so I know that there's some future planning. There's obviously some play to be done on the rink, but would there be some form of, or have there been discussions of some form of victory parade?
There is, actually. Each community has one, actually. So once you qualify for the Memorial Cup, each community that's playing in the Memorial Cup plans a parade. All right. So, and you're hoping you win, right?
Of course.
And then, because you only have a short period of time, too. So the Memorial Cup ends on Sunday, June 2nd. So most communities have their parades on that following Tuesday. So it happens. So we're hoping to be have that. We've already got the convertibles ready lined up just in case. But we're not putting the cart in front of the horse here. We got a lot of work to do.
Of course.
And we don't want to back in either, Will. We're already in the Memorial Cup as the host team. But we want to win the OHL championship. So if we win the OHL championship, the team that we play in the OHL finals will also be in the Memorial Cup. So that's what we want to do. We want to go through. We just want our division. Now we want to go through and win the OHL Western Conference in the playoffs, and then we want to win the OHL championship, and then after that we want to win the Memorial Cup. You know, it doesn't sound that difficult.
One step, two steps, three steps. Hey,
yeah. No, one step at a time. You know,
And so. With Saginaw being the focus, obviously with the Dahl Event Center being the focus for this Memorial Cup, what does that do for recruitment, recruiting future players to the organization itself?
That's a great question.
Because I can imagine, hey, this place has some pretty sweet digs.
It's a great question. And you know what? First off, our general manager is doing a great job, Dave Drinkle, our head coach, Chris Lazary. These are two iconic hockey minds. These guys are in unison. They work together. And I just love the chemistry between those two, which is really important in any organization. When you got the head coach and the general manager, where their chemistry works, it makes everything else flow, right? And these two guys are on the same page on just about everything. And so, yeah, the recruiting players right now, we've got, we've put ourselves on the map. It's an elite franchise, right? So there's a few elite franchises in our league, you know, out of the 20 in the OHL, you know, there's three or four that are considered elite franchises, and Saginaw is now one of those elite franchises. And certainly it's been let's just say it's taken us time to get there. It's our 22nd season. And I would say that a number of players in the past, Brendan Saad, Owen Tippett, Ryan McLeod, I mean, you could Vince Trocheck, all these players that played to us that are now stars in the NHL have certainly helped us. And people see the agencies. So each one of these players, just so your listeners understand, have got an agent. Right? And so the agents now look at Saginaw and they see how we develop players, not just as hockey players, by the way, but also as people. Mm-hmm. Right. So when they see this young man come out of Saginaw and they say, wow, look at what when he came here at 16, left at 20. Mm-hmm. And look at the young man that guy is now, right? Mm-hmm. Let's send our kid there, right? So now what's happening? All these agencies want their players in Saginaw. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing because it wasn't always like that. It took us a while to get here. Mm-hmm. And but right now we are certainly on the map, and there's every agent in the game. Mm-hmm. Wants his player in Saginaw, which is a good thing.
And just to give the listeners a little bit of context, what percent of NHL players do you think will go through or play for an OHL team at some point?
It's a great question. Actually, the best way to answer that is on opening rosters of the NHL this year, mm-hmm. 53%, so we know what the number is, 53% and some change, it was almost 54%, of the players on the NHL rosters came out of our league. All right, so this is the largest feeder program to the CHL. That's the 60 teams of the 60 teams in our league. Mm-hmm. 54% of the players on the opening rosters came out of our league. So yeah, it's so if we always tell recruit when we're recruiting a young man and his family this is the best route if you're an NHL prospect.
Sure,
and it's not for everybody. Our league's not for everybody. In fact, I've told and Dave Drinkle, we've told families that if they got an NCAA Division I scholarship offer, and they're not on the elite chart, they should take that scholarship, right? I mean, because this league's not for everybody; it's for the elite. This is for the, and that's what you're going to see in the Memorial Cup. You're going to see four teams that are here with elite hockey players. These are players that are all heading to the NHL, all right? Connor McDavid type players that played in the Memorial Cup.
I was just going to say, I mean, what it sounds like for this Memorial Cup, sorry to cut you off, is that there's a very, very high likelihood that they're playing right now, and give them 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you go put a save the date on that NHL Cup, that Stanley Cup, sorry, they're going to be playing for that.
No question.
They're going to be on TV.
Well Brandon Saad, give an example. a few years back, Brandon played for us. We got knocked out of the playoffs in the second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The next week, he was on the first line with Patrick Kane with the Chicago Blackhawks, and he won the Memorial Cup that year. So it was pretty special. Stanley Cup, I'm sorry, the Stanley Cup that year. In the Memorial Cup, you're going to see a number of the players that are there on those four teams that next year will be playing in the NHL. Mm-hmm. And you're right, down the line, there's a number of those kids that not just only competed for the Memorial Cup, but we competed for a Stanley Cup.
And so if I'm just a general fan, will there be the opportunity to actually go meet some of these players too?
Not a lot, actually, because they keep them pretty protected.
Of course.
But I can tell you that the sponsors will at the Rivalry Cup dinner. We're going to have them available for the major sponsors. And certainly our alumni are going to be here. We put an invitation out to our alumni. We're expecting to get 30 or 40, and right now the number's up to 80. We're so grateful to our alumni. They're the ones that built the foundation of the Saginaw Spirit program, and we're hoping to really showcase these young men. And they're not of them all that young anymore, actually. What's cool about it is some of them play in the NHL, some of them play in the American League, some of them played University Hockey in Canada. But what's really, I guess, neat about them is that they've gone on to other things in life and are become very successful, most of them, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be an electrician, doesn't necessarily mean financial success. Some of them have gotten, they're good people, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about when I see the alumni come back. I'm so proud of these kids. Last week, we had one of our alumni come back I haven't seen him. His name's Jake Ringette. We haven't seen Jake for 6 or 7 years. And it was like we left off right when he picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
And he gave me a big hug and we hugged and how are you doing? They become part of the fabric of your family. They really do.
Mm. So tickets.
Yes.
Are they still available?
They're going fast.
I can imagine they're going very fast. Yeah. Now, are we talking like Super Bowl level pricing? No, I know that could price out a lot of people.
You can get a ticket for $50.
Okay, right?
They're $50, and the semifinals and the final games, I believe, are $65. The last two games, those games are going very quickly. We're at about 80% capacity on the other games, but the games will sell out. So if you want to attend the games, you need to go to SaginawSpirit.com and just go to the Memorial Cup icon on the website, and you can scroll down and buy tickets, or you can just come into the store at 6321 State Street in Saginaw and get your tickets there. So we still got tickets available. You're going to want to get on it soon, though, because we went from 50% to 80% in about 3 weeks. So now that the playoffs are here, And then when the teams now that are in the playoffs, they realize we might be going to the Memorial Cup. Oh, we better get our tickets because they're going quick. The tickets will sell out, and it's going to be you don't want to be left out. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for our community, you're not going to want to be left out of going and say, I wish I had a ticket or hadn't paying $200 on the corner for one from a scalper. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. So yeah.
Now, in case someone gets locked out from tickets, I imagine there's still merchandise available. I see you have a nice suit lapel.
Yes.
Is that available right now?
They are. We have Memorial Cup merchandise available, and actually well within the footprint of the FanFest, right next to the TriStar Hockey Hall of Fame display is going to be a beautiful Memorial Cup merchandise tent. All right, with all new merchandise in it. So it's going to be, but you can, yeah, we have merchandise available now, and that's going to continue right up through into the Memorial Cup. But it's getting to a point where if you don't have your tickets, you better get them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming
on.
Well,
thank you. This has been
fun. This sounds like incredible event. I got to get my tickets soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is something that the community is going to be really proud of, not just now, but for decades. One other thing I want to mention too is the legacy projects.
Yeah, sure.
So, when you're betting on the Memorial Cup, what can separate you from the other communities you're betting against is what are you going to leave? What legacy projects are you going to leave behind after the Memorial Cup is done? And I was hoping to have a couple, two or three of them. Of course, that's not the Dick Garber way. And Dick, we took it to Dick, and one of the things we did is we put the big mural that you see that's on the parking ramp. So that was one of our legacy projects. The other one was we applied to the state of Michigan for $1 million grant for a food truck alley and use the Memorial Cup as leverage for that. Then we had to have this area. So the state of Michigan said yes to that. And we're really grateful to Joe Cross, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and Quentin Messer, who were both instrumental in making that happen. And so that's done and in place. That's directly across from the Dow Event Center. So there's $1 million there. And then the other thing that we did, working with Dan Kildee and Jake Bennett here locally, we were able to work with Glenn over at Stars and Jimmy Green and Kayla Pionk and put together a grant to the federal government for $5 million for 10 new buses for Stars.
Wow. Right?
And when we put that bid together or that grant together, I know that came to me and they said, you know, put it together for $5 million. And the federal government may look at it through appropriations. And I know that Dan Kildee is the chairman of that, by the way. We had like an uncle in the furniture business there, right? And that went through them. We were hoping to get $1 million, which you could buy two new buses for Stars for the Memorial Cup because the buses need to be upgraded. So Dan, Jake, they took that to the federal government in their way, in the contacts they had. They contacted Glenn Beck and Jimmy Green and said, congratulations, your grant's been approved. And they come and told me about it. And I said, well, you know, how much of the grant? And they said the whole thing. All right, so they got $5 million, 10 new buses for Stars, and they leveraged the Memorial Cup to get that. That just makes our day, right?
Well, I mean, it's so special because I know this is at a different kind of sporting event, but you go look at the Olympics, 5, 10, 15 years later, I mean, it's just kind of sitting there.
Exactly.
There's nothing legacy, nothing like that.
No.
So.
The other thing we did is Dick Garber works with Larry Brethrow and the Friends of Hoyt Park, and it's near and dear to Dick. And I asked Dick if we could do something to support Larry through the Memorial Cup. And Larry came to me and said that we need a new bleachers. We need new LED lights. We need a pavilion because we want to attract Little League teams to play their softball teams.
Sure.
Come and stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants. Right now, the park wasn't set up to do that kind of thing, right? There's no pavilion there, right? And basically, the bleachers were a wreck, and the lights have been there since forever, right? So Mr. Garber went down there and looked it all over with Larry, and they did a really kind of a recap of everything that needed to be done there, and he decided he's doing it all. It's going to be over $2 million that Dick Garber is putting in to Hoyt Park.
And that's incredible.
And that never would have happened if it wasn't for the Memorial Cup because Dick wanted to give something back to the community for supporting this Memorial Cup. So each one of these legacy projects, we got more. We got the $10 million that's going to the Dollar Event Center. for all the different things, we put a new ribbon inside the Dow Event Center. That's a legacy project, and a big curved wall LED display, all new technology. And there's four or five more legacy projects too that I'm missing. But at the end of the day, way beyond the Memorial Cup, our community is going to have tremendous benefit from hosting this Memorial Cup. But that Friends of Hoyt Park thing with Larry Brethauer is, and when that project gets completed, it's going to be special. And that's going to be something that's going to fill our hotels and our restaurants for years to come. And it's time. It needs a facelift, but thank God for Dick Garber.
Well, and you're thinking 10, 20, 30 years down the line too. not necessarily something, oh, hey, Memorial Cup came and went, and okay.
Absolutely.
And this is as usual.
And well, we're hoping that this will attract other future top events, not just in our league, but also one of the things I'd like to eventually do is do an outdoor game here in our community. And I've worked with the NHL and the NHL Ice guys on that already. I kind of already got a minor budget put together.
Okay,
what it would
cost. Yeah.
And and that would be another two-week event where we'd put up an outdoor rink and have the whole community use it, including the Saginaw Spirit. So that's just something that's in our mind. So we want to do this really well first, right? Mm-hmm. And then so there will be a next. We don't know exactly what that is yet, but that's one of the ideas is doing something outdoors.
Let's hope not to wait another 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. No, we won't. We won't. Yeah. We won't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to another great episode of Mint Money. Please don't forget to follow our podcast so you don't miss when new episodes drop. Thanks, Craig.
You bet. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.